Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your happily humble coaches, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you so very much. It is always my pleasure to share the radio show with you, and it's going to be a great show today. I'm looking forward to it, as always.
Me too. So we love the interaction we get from you guys about the shows, show topic ideas, questions you send in. And obviously we interact with literally hundreds of you every single month through freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And one of the questions we get a lot, and this is from new agents, from seasoned agents, from grizzled veterans, whatever category you put yourself in, the question we get a lot is, Tim, tell me what really the basic building blocks of any successful real estate practice are. And you know, it's an interesting question because the question is answered mostly, most effectively after a free coaching call so that we can get to know you, because there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to being successful in any business, let alone real estate. You have strengths, you have weaknesses. Our job is to help you identify what those are. But with that said, there are staples that everyone should have in their real estate practice. Without question, there's certain things that everybody should do. And these are like universals, you know. These are things that everyone agrees to, everyone acknowledges, everyone knows are important things. And there are only a handful, truthfully. There's only really a handful of things that everyone should have as a absolute minimum requirement in real estate. So what Julie and I are going to do is we're going to tell you what those things are, and then we're going to tell you what one of our favorite of those tools in your toolbox should be. But Julie, before I do, any interesting coaching stories you'd like to share with all of our listeners from talking to our coaches themselves or maybe talking with clients?
Well, it's interesting. One of the common themes that I get from the coaches, because, you know, we coach the coaches to coach the coaching clients, and coaches will often have questions.
Say that 10 times in a row.
No, you only get one, so I think that's all I can do. But, you know, sometimes themes will come out during, you know, a certain round of calls with them or something like that. And the theme seems to be, which is, you know, so awesome to hear, what happens when somebody is on track or ahead, but they also feel burned out and they're sort of toggling between taking a lot of time off, taking a break. How do they handle that? And particularly amongst our really focused, not that all of our coaching clients aren't focused, but, you know, there's that certain element of, like, go, 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 super intense types where it's, like, all in or not in. And I find that they struggle the most with, when they're ahead, right? And how to deal with that. Go ahead.
And these types of mindset, that's really what we're talking about, right? These types of mindset issues that come up at different times throughout the year. You know, the obvious, they come up during the summer and August. We see it a lot. We see a lot of people that, frankly, take way too much time off during the holidays. They're not focused. So, yeah, Julie, that's a really interesting, because that is what you're asking, or that is what you're suggesting.
Well, yeah, and it's not even seasonal. It's like when they have a really big month and they can survive or thrive even on that big month of income, and they know, you know, honestly, they could probably kind of skate for a couple of months. It can happen anytime there's a lot of money coming in. So that's a common coach question, and, you know, the practical answer is, well, did you pay your taxes off of that? What did you pay off? What are you saving with that? So then you recreate that motivation that got them there in the first place. So that's kind of, you know, leading into our topic today. How do you deal with these things, and how do you surround yourself with people who have similar challenges?
Well, exactly. And so as far as getting back to topic, and what Julie's expressing is something all of us experience, right? You have really great momentum. You have a really great month. So the activities that you've been doing in the previous months led up to that really great result. And then you ask yourself, well, is this a one-time occurrence? Or a lot of you guys experience or suffer through upswings, you know, cash flow, cash spurts. And so what do you have to do to really make it so you're making consistent money? And really, at the end of the day, and what Julie was touching on, and a lot of you longtime listeners know what she was talking about, it really comes back down to your mindset. What are you willing to allow into your mind? What thoughts are you going to choose to allow to manifest? And whom or with whom are you going to associate? that is the reason why Julie and I are such huge advocates of Inman Select. You know, there are a lot of websites and forums and Facebook groups, and there's a lot of different places that people go to get information. Agents, when I say people, I'm talking to us. You know, I'm talking to you, I'm talking about us, agents, realtors, right? Where do we go to get reinforcement? Where do we go to get motivation? And a lot of you, right, and over 100,000 a month listen to our radio show, and I appreciate that. So the thought is that Inman Select should be one of those staples. Inman Select should be one of those core elements that all of you have as part of your business. And there's other things as well that we'll touch on. So Julie and I wrote down 10 reasons why, if you're not yet an Inman Select subscriber, I'm going to do our best to help you understand why that's something that all of you should be seeing as a huge growth opportunity. So Julie, let's just jump right in.
Sure, you got it. So again, top 10 reasons to join Inman Select. Number one, they have no real estate brokerage or brand affiliation. They actually are 100% non-denominational in that Inman has no biases in their reporting. You never feel like you kind of have to watch your back or there's some hidden agenda or they're pro this or anti that. So there's no particular real estate brokerage or brand affiliation. I love that about them.
Well, that's a big reason that a lot of agents who have coaching inside of their brokerages come to us for coaching, because they feel like they're just being, you know, read one's particular version of the gospel, right? So, you know, the reality of it is that's what I love about Inman, too. When you go to Inman, you're hearing all sides of it. They're not trying to bias you towards one way of thinking about real estate or another. They're giving you the information in an unbiased way and allowing you to make the determination what's the best fit for you. That's something that is unique in the real estate industry. Hey, look, I'm guilty of having a bias, too. When you have a free coaching call with us, when you come in contact with us, you better believe that I'm reading from our specific systems. You better believe that I'm trying to steer you towards doing things the way that we coach agents to do it, because I know it works. Well, the nice thing about Inman is they don't have that bias, and so it gives you the opportunity to get unfiltered information and allows you then to make the decision as far as what's the best fit for you. So point number two, and I like this one too, big brokers and small brokers are all contributing on Infusionsoft. This ties back into the original point, but expands on it. So there's no big broker or brand bias. Small mom and pops are featured along with the industry leaders like Dave Liniger. There's no other place in the real estate industry that has that. I know of nothing else or no one else that's doing such a fantastic job of allowing small mom-and-pop real estate brokerages share the limelight with the, you know, the folks that have been in the industry for decades, the leaders in our space. And that's cool, because the big companies and the big brands and the big CEOs, the truth is they learn as much from the small, entrepreneurially very motivated agents as, you know, goes the other way as well. It's not, and it used to be, and when Julie and I were coming up in real estate, it was very dogmatic, very top-down, very broker, office manager, is very sort of, you know, the big leader focus. And it isn't that way anymore, which is great, because that means that somebody who's got a great real estate startup in Austin, Texas, is going to have an opportunity to share and express their ideas and their success and learn from others who are doing the same, say, for example, in Columbus, Ohio. That's unique to Inman Select, and you only get that when you're a member. A lot of the information you get on Inman that's not behind, that's not part of Inman Select, that's great information as well. I mean, this radio show is not part of Inman Select. But the reality of it is the Inman Select stuff does drill down more than the normal articles. So point number three, Julie, is?
No hidden agendas or political motivations. It's nice to know that they are hidden agenda free. Inman isn't pro or anti-industry, and Inman Select isn't afraid to challenge longstanding industry dogma. So you can rest assured that they're open-minded. They're going to bring you new ideas. They're going to look at both sides of things without having a particular political motivation or agenda. So I think that's very freeing, because there's so many other things that you can't say that about.
Well, that's the truth. You get a newsletter, or you listen to something at, say, for example, you go to a big broker retreat or whatever, they're all, again, giving you information that is ultimately in your mind as a business owner. I know you're being skeptical, and you should be skeptical. You're running it through a filter. You're trying to decide whether or not it's right for you. And, you know, a lot of times there's political motivations, and I mean that quite literally. It could just be political motivations in an office. You know, maybe somebody's being given an opportunity to present information to you at an office meeting because the broker is trying to, you know, whatever with that top producing agent, kiss their butt so they don't leave, that type of thing. And you know as well as I do from having been in this industry forever that those are the types of thoughts, and you're thinking to yourself, well, this is interesting, maybe useful information, but wouldn't it be great if there was a safe place where I could go without having to worry about political motivations? And that is what one of the things I love about Inman Select. When I go there, and Julie and I read Inman Select two or three times a day, we're kind of junkies for Inman Select. I go there for information about technologies primarily. I also go there to learn about, I love reading about the small mom-and-pop real estate brokerages, truthfully. That motivates me. It excites me to see the number of people that are getting into this industry that are in their 20s and their 30s, because there was a belief that that wasn't going to happen. And when I hear and I read on Inman Select about a great company that's having tremendous success in some town in the Midwest, and they came out with some great ideas on how to provide better levels of service and, you know, just different things that they're doing, and I see how they're applying it, because I'll then go from the Inman Select article, and then I'll go to their website, and I'll see how they've just done little tweaks and how much more effective it is providing information, and how much more elegant the solution they've created is. That really motivates me to see that we have, as an industry, a lot to look forward to, and we don't just have to be stuck in the mud with these old sort of 1970s beliefs about the real estate industry. There's, again, Inman Select is the place to go to learn about what's happening next in the industry, and that excites me. Again, it's unique. We do that as part of our coaching organization. You guys know that. We coach you not just for that. We're obviously always evolving what we're coaching and training you to do. We're not just trying to stick to a specific script that was written forever ago. We're constantly looking for ways for you guys to use the latest and greatest technology and ideas to improve yourselves and improve your business. And I'm saying, as one of the owners of our company, I definitely get a lot of motivation and inspiration from reading Inman Select, and so should you. Julie, what's the next point?
Next point on our top 10 list is number 4, that Inman Select treats agents and brokers like business people. There's no top-down condescension. And this is one of my favorite points, because, you know, there's so many different ways you can look at this with the top-down condescension.
Let it go, girl. I know what you're thinking.
Right?
I can feel it. Let it go.
Yeah, okay. But it doesn't exist. That's the point. You don't have to worry about it. So I think it is very credible and important that we treat them, and that Inman treats all these guys like business people. You're running a business. So that's the important point. So moving on to number five.
Julie, let's just stay here for a second.
Sure.
There is a prevailing mindset and approach to the real estate industry that brokerages should be run as body shops. And that is an industry term that some of you have been exposed to, having listened to our radio show. I beyond loathe that concept. The idea is that as a broker, your job is to get as many agents in your office as possible, to recruit, get as many in as possible, and then on average, most agents fail out of the industry within 24 months. But within that 24 months, agents will do a handful, 5 or 6 transactions from the people that they naturally, organically know. So you take anybody, you give them a real estate license, and chances are they're going to do a handful of transactions just because their uncle, their aunt, their brother, their sister, the person they sit next to in church, those types of folks do a deal with them, right? Right. So most brokerages are set up not around helping agents build their businesses, not around helping agents build wealth, not around treating agents like business people. Most brokerages in the country are set up around this body shop model. Get them in, get them out. You guys complain, we read about, you know, you read about, especially in Inman Select, why is it that our real estate industry, why is it that what we do as salespeople, why is it that for the most part, we have such a bad reputation? I just told you why. Because there's not real effort trying to build true business people. Agents can feel, and you know what I'm talking about, agents, that when you're stuck in a body shop brokerage, they are just basically giving lip service to helping you build your business. But at the end of the day, they're trying to keep you in a very small box. And within that box, you can only grow so far. That's, again, the reason why you should, if you're motivated to build your business, that's the reason that you should attach yourself to people that are forward-thinking and are going to motivate you through ideas and actions to take yourself and your thinking about your business and your possibilities and your potentiality to the next level. Julie, what's the next point?
Point number five is that you are part of an international club of fellow agents who are both competitive and collaborative. How many times have you thought to yourself, gosh, I'd really like to ask that top producer, you know, in my office or the office next to me, how are they doing it? What are their best practices? But I know they won't share that with me. I'm not going to ask them because I just know they're not going to share it. Well, not with Inman Select. You're part of an international club of agents who are, yes, competitive, but also collaborative and willing to share best practices and new thought processes and what's happening in the marketplace and all of those good things. They are collaborative, and I think that that is something that most agents are really searching for, Tim. That's why they come to coaching. That's why they come to Inman Select. They will find that collaborative and yet competitive international club of agents there. So I think that that's very freeing for most people. And, yeah, you're probably not going to find it right there in your office. If you can, that's fantastic, but don't be afraid to look outside and go to Inman Select. Those are your true colleagues. So,
well, Julie, when we sold real estate, our biggest breakthroughs always came from getting the heck out of our own town.
For sure.
And going out and shadowing or going out and meeting other top producing agents from other communities.
Because and out of our own brokerage, you know, you didn't stick always to, you know, your own brand, and that's okay.
Well, so I'm about to date us, or, you know, basically people. So when Julie and I got in the business, guess what? There was no internet. There wasn't. I mean, when you could first start buying URLs, I bought Tim and Julie Harris, and it was one of the first URLs that were sold to an agent in the country, okay? So this was back in, I think, 96 or 97. I don't remember when they actually first started selling URLs, but our URL in the world of real estate URLs is ancient. We use it in our real estate practice, and obviously now we use it in our coaching business, which, you know, it's amazing to say, but we've been coaching for longer than we sold real estate. But here's the thing, is that back before there was the internet, if you wanted to be exposed to new ideas, you had to get on a plane. Now the cool thing is, because of things like Inman Select, you can log on to Inman Select.
Boy, that would have been nice back then, right?
Wouldn't it? Right.
Think of the money we would have saved. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can get updates throughout the day about, again, you know, maybe there's some broker across the country. But here's the other thing that's interesting. When you go to your traditional environments, you know, your big conferences and your big, you know, retreats and whatever, especially ones that are being hosted by a brand, usually it's a great experience, great information. But have you ever noticed that pretty much everybody says the exact same thing? Almost like the people on stage were given sort of like a, you know, talking points. It's because for the most part they were. They are there under somebody else's umbrella, and they know they have to, and they should pay respect to whatever brand, broker, speaker, coach, whatever, that they're presenting on stage. As such, they're going to be limited in what they share with you. That's the reason why when you go to these big events and people are up on stage, where they always talk about my team, this, that, and the other, you know, internet marketing. They're always saying literally the exact same thing. They're just clones of each other. But if you pull those people aside, as some of you have done, and you then start talking to them about other things, drill down things, you'll then start discovering that what they say on stage oftentimes is not what they actually do in practice. That's one of the benefits of obviously having a great coach, is because a great coach is going to give you the nitty-gritty that you know intuitively isn't being shared with you, and you know intuitively, and you're right, that there's always more to the story, and if you have access to that information, you yourself would be able to use it and become really super successful. Guess what? You're right. Julie and I learned that when we were selling real estate. When we were part of Howard Brenton, we became Howard Brenton stars. And what the Howard Brenton stars said, and what they, you know, what they said when they were presenting, and what they said when you were talking to them in the bar the same night, two different things. Mm-hmm. So your intuitive theory that what is being shared with you publicly is different than what is being done privately is correct. So I just want to clear the air about that. Again, Inman Select, they're giving you the information and the unfiltered variety, the one-on-one variety. That's exciting. It's unique. You should definitely be tapping into that. Julie, what's the next point?
So the next point is really important. You have access to new business advancing technology first. And that goes everything from lead generation to business team organization. You learn about new apps, new efficiencies there. And, we have to remember that though we have a lot of younger agents up and coming in their 20s and 30s who are extremely comfortable with this, the average age of most real estate professionals is still older than that. And it seems like right around, 37, 38 years old, maybe 40-ish and older, are just sort of having to embrace both worlds. We like hard copy, but we also like technology. So Inman is a great place to go and make sure that you're on the cutting edge, because if you're not 20-something naturally thinking, okay, there's probably an app for that, you can go to Inman and go, oh, maybe there's an app for that. Which one should I have? I'm going to read this article written by agents who are really promoting that because they actually use it. So you're surrounded by that advancing technology. It's a great resource for that. I use that as a coach because I'm not 20-something. I think that that's a huge advantage. And, I mean, it's so different. You guys have such great things available to you, making your business less expensive and more efficient. Best way to find out about it is through Inman Select. So I think having that access to that new tech first and having really on the street reporting on that, that, hey, I'm using that, that's a huge advantage, especially to those of us who are maybe a little bit tech challenged, because when we got into this business, there was no internet. There's no shame in that, but you should be ashamed if you're not staying on the cutting edge, because your competition will definitely eat you alive as a result. So make sure that you're tuning into that. I think that's one of the most important things. So point number 7, you've got direct access to one of the real estate industry's most trusted think tanks. When you're an Inman Select member, you have direct access to the brightest minds in the real estate industry. So if you're feeling starved for information, for motivation, for inspiration, well, you've got direct access to people who are going to provide that for you. And it's like your previous point, Tim, so much less expensive than how we used to do it by getting on a plane and paying a shadowing fee, you know, old school pre-coaching, pre-Inman Select, pre-internet. So take advantage of that, because it is basically, I love that you call that a think tank. That's what's really going on. And you've got direct, easy access to that. This is something you should be doing daily. So on to the next point, Tim.
Well, so excellent reporting, point number 8. Excellent reporting by this is what I wrote. Excellent reporting by novices like us and professional reporters. And by the way, you too can become a contributor on Inman Select. So in essence, what Brad has done with Inman Select and Inman on a whole is he has put together some really talented professional reporters, and he's allowed a few yahoos like Julie and I also to present information on Inman. Okay, so here's the nice thing about that. It gives you a balance. The professional reporters, they spend tons of time researching and digging down and drilling down into really the truth behind where maybe agents are being told. And I've been fortunate enough on several occasions to help contribute to those articles. And let me tell you, for the most part, it's exhausting, because they're not just going to be going off what you tell them. They want facts, figures. They're professional reporters, which is nice. And at the same time, you have amateurs. Maybe we're ranked amateurs at this point at presenting information, who then will also provide great content for you. So you get it from both sides. You get a professional approach, and you get a approach from someone that maybe you feel is more of a peer of yours. And that's neat. Again, it goes back to the fact that Inman isn't like attending a real estate event, right? Inman's not a rah-rah type motivation type thing. That's not their primary purpose. Their primary purpose is to provide the information in an unbiased way that the readers, primarily agents, by the way, can use it to get in action, help people, and make money. That's the reason why we love Inman Select, because they're in alignment with our values. All right, we're in alignment with theirs as well. So next point, just basically drilling down on point number 8, Inman is the Bloomberg of real estate. If you don't know what Bloomberg is the source of information where people go to read about, it's really one of the best business sites out there. It's primarily focused on stocks and bonds and trading and money and all the rest of it, Wall Street type stuff, but it does give you great reporting on things that are going to affect your life. No celebrity crap, nothing like that, just real straight, old-fashioned, Walter Cronkite type news reporting, which is rare in this world. Inman does the same thing. So when you're there, you know you're getting the best of breed information, but you also know that you're getting the information delivered in an unbiased format, which goes back to basically what our first 5 points. So point number 9, Julie?
So point number 9 is this will allow you to consolidate all of your web browsing for information about the real estate industry down to just one site. So make Inman Select your new real estate homepage. Visit it every morning for your real estate information caffeine hit. Because, Tim, before Inman Select was there, know, you had to gather bits and pieces from all of these different sites, and you weren't sure about whether it was for real or not, and then you'd have five screens open, and then you just get frustrated and be done with it. So now, it, like you said, you know, consolidate your web browsing. All you really need is Inman Select, and if you're one of our coaching clients, our website for all of your content and your scripts and stuff, and you're done. You don't have to have 15 screens open and wondering who's got the most valid information. So it's a great way to consolidate that and to make it a morning habit. You know, we preach keeping a media-free morning, but in this case, I think you should absolutely have Inman Select as your chosen media so that you are still controlling your mindset in the morning and getting good stuff into your head. So rounding out to point number 10, Inman Select is part of your success mastermind. Inman Select members are smart, forward-thinking, and very optimistic. You can count on that. All you have to do is go there and, you know, go to the top 10 articles list, and you'll know that that's the case. So think of Inman Select members as your success mastermind. That's really what's going on there. So, Tim, we've talked all about Inman Select. How much would it cost them? I mean, we're talking about going there every morning, making it a major source, resource. What's it going to cost them to sign up for this?
Well, it's free for the first 30 days, and all you guys got to do is click a link or the link in the show description, and you can try it out for 30 days. And there's no obligation. There's no contract. And after that, it's something like $200 a year. It's so cheap. It's ridiculous. Again, you guys want to know what people are going to be talking about in 6 months to 12 months. You tune into the radio show. You listen. We talk about it. We will expose you to the ideas and the ways of thinking and also the opportunities that are – you could, those of you who have been coaching clients for, you know, years, over 10 years, 15 years, you know what I'm talking about. Julie and I are always focused on what's on the horizon but also making you situationally aware of what's around you now, right? So you got to be focused on who you can help today, what money you can, you know, put in your pocket 60 days from now. But at the same time, we're looking out to the horizon to make sure no big surprises are coming so you can be prepared. We warned you guys back in 06, 07 that there was going to be a huge opportunity when the market turned, which was inevitable, working on short sales and working with REOs and distressed. Lots of you, thousands of you, seized the opportunity, and you saw within 24 months the top agents went from the agents who had traditionally held that you know, spot to these new agents. In some cases, it was the same agents, but then these new agents started to realize what an opportunity learning how to do the distressed was. Well, guess what, guys? There's going to be more opportunities like that going forward. What was it? In 2010, we told you the distressed market was going to start rounding the bend. We told you that you need to start going back and focusing on what the core things were that made people successful in real estate, and a lot of you embraced that. And again, you look across the country, and some of the top agents with the most listings, because we're primarily focused on teaching you guys how to build powerful listing machines, those agents are oftentimes our coaching clients. We are thrilled and truly honored to have the opportunity to help you guys build your success. And part of every single agent's, every single broker's, every single MLS, every single major brand should absolutely positively have Inman Select as one of their basic tools. I mean, there's really, when you look at it and you were to ask any top-producing agent in the country, what are the three or four things that they would, if they had to cancel everything else, if they can only do a handful of things to generate business, what would it be? Number one, almost all of them, and I know it sounds self-serving, but it's true, will tell you that they all have coaches. You guys have heard that before. We don't have to drill down on that. If you want to basically sample a free coaching call, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. All of them would tell you that they have trusted sources of information, and I'm sure that they would say Inman Select is one of them. By the way, Julie did the math. Inman Select is only 54 cents a day. You lose 54 – during this radio show, you lost 54
probably
cents sitting at your desk, okay? So it's only 54 cents a day. And then most of them are also going to say they
use – tip your guy at Starbucks every morning, right?
That's right. So then the next up, you will know that Mojo Dialer or MojoSells.com. MojoSells.com is another one of the core elements that you'll see that's common amongst all the top producing agents. You'll also hear them talking about an IVR system, like, for example, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. Those are the basic core level systems that most top producing agents subscribe to. There's usually some CRM, obviously, you know, some lead follow-up type thing. Those are all part of it. But everything else, when you look at the top producing agents, you ask them if you could only subscribe or only basically buy three or four different things per month, what would they be? I guarantee you those would be the three or four different things. if you're selling 200, 300, 400 houses per year, and you really drill down on what are the things that are getting you the most bang for your buck, it would be those things consistently. So, guys, it's free for the first 30 days. Just click that little button, sign up, no-brainer. If it's not for you, if you don't like it in 30 days, cancel, no big deal. So, you know, there it is. Julie, anything else you'd like to say to everyone before we round the bend?
No, I mean, seriously, just take action. It's an easy thing to do. You can set up and Mint Select in, like, what, less than a minute for 54 cents a day. I don't know why you wouldn't do it unless your typing fingers are busted or something. I don't know what's up with that. But it really has become almost a requirement to stay up to speed. And we teach our coaching clients, you know, if you can't answer basic questions like what's happening in the marketplace, are things going up or down, what's the current interest rate, what are the trends, and what apps you're using, you know, your competition can, and you're going to be in trouble. So I think on one level it's a survival thing. On another level, you got to remember knowledge equals confidence and ignorance equals fear. I read something yesterday that was a test. It's just a simple test where somebody was told you have a lucky golf ball, and the rest of the group was told you have a normal golf ball. The people who believed that they had something going for them scored 35% better. Okay, so knowledge equals confidence. Give yourself that advantage by reading Inman Select every single morning. Don't be behind the ball, right? So that's it. Take action now. Make it the next thing that you do after we wrap this radio show.
Click the link, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.